hi, hello. Beatus Kintum. Jim.
Yes. Yes.
Any ideas? You want to take a guess?
Yes. God bless you.
Well, no, not quite. Nobody sneezed. That is Happy 100 in Latin. I wanted to class the joint up a little bit. You know, Latin. That's what
we fancy.
That's what the fancy schmancy folks speak, because this is the 100th episode of Financial Straight Talk. My name is Jerry Payne, the 100th episode of the podcast, and our host are the man with the answers, the financial straight talker himself, the CEO of the Wheelbarrow of Wisdom, the president and founder of Wedadley Financial Group, father of financial dragons, but he is not your financial daddy.
That's right.
Jim Fox.
All right.
100 episodes 100 of the episodes. Podcast. I want to tell you right now, buddy, I've worked on many, many podcasts over the course of my career.
Okay.
All right. Most of them never get into the double digits, all right, for one thing. They never get past, you know, 1 through 9. And to be here to triple digits, that's an achievement. And you show up every single week just like I do. So hands together for you. Pat on the back, sir.
Thank you. And I've got a great announcement to make that you don't know.
Oh,
we got a call from one of our favorite listeners. His name's Warren. And Warren wanted to congratulate. Everyone knows him as Mr. Buffett, but he's Warren to us.
Oh,
and,
yes.
he just wants to sponsor Financial Straight Talk.
So good. That's J-E-R-R-Y. Just make them check out. Just tell them I'll invoice them later.
Where is our sponsorships? Why is it that I get to hear all these, what are some of the things? We have the, Joe Rogan has the gum, right?
Yeah, no,
the gum.
Gum. I don't even know what gum he's
in. Yeah, he does like some gum
underwear.
Thing.
Men's underwear is the thing that I see. Or Athletic Greens is the other one.
We're
giving it away for free right now.
Where are we screwing? Like, why can't, you know, hey, don't forget to go to getzappy.com after our show. And I have no idea what Zappy is.
They got over there at getzappy.com?
But you know what, man? I love it because the vision of our podcast is different than every other podcast we have ever heard, right? We had talked about this. We spent months talking about what we wanted in a podcast. And Jerry, I think we have knocked it out of the park, right?
I agree.
We have, because, you know, we're very fortunate that we're in a group of folks that, what do you see, Jerry? Probably 20, 50, 100 podcasts. What do you think you probably see collectively a month in the financial world of podcasts?
Oh, Jim, dozens. I don't know, dozens.
Easily, right? So we'll just call it 20 to 30. And what's great about it is that we are a different breed. And that's what we wanted, was to stand out from the crowd. What do you say in radio? Cut through, I think is the term.
Yes, cut through the noise and stand out. And, you know, I mean, I really give you a lot of credit, Jim, because you have a vision and you have stuck to it. And I really think that it has been what you wanted it to be, which is just a vehicle to help people get thinking in the right direction to make better financial decisions with their money. And it's not about, you know, coming and doing business with you. It's about sharing ideas. It's about increasing financial literacy. It's about making a difference. And I mean, you know, there's a warm and fuzzy feeling to all of that. Now, since this is the 100th episode, we want to do a couple of special things. We're going to talk in just a moment. Next week is Father's Day, and we want to get some fatherly advice on money and maybe tell a few bad dad jokes. But before we get there, our producer and editor extraordinaire, Brett Barney, has come up with a way for us to relive some of our favorite Financial Straight Talk moments over the course of the past 100 episodes.
Hey, y'all. Good to see y'all today.
Exactly
good to make you welcome to Financial Straight Talk. Good to see y'all. I am not your financial daddy. That is not what Jimmy does.
Well, you know the markets go up and they go down, and if you just kind of stay right where you're at, the market's always going to go up.
My job is not to tell you what to do. My job is to work with you. We lost our mystical crystal ball when Miss Cleo died, okay? We can't call 1-900, you know, baby or whatever she used to say. I always tell people, I'm a coach. That's what I do. I coach. I tell you the pros and cons. And if you're in debt, I'm telling you right now, make the decision that you're not going to go any further into debt first. Then start attacking that debt.
You know what? There's a lot of things to laugh at in there, but there's also a good message. Cheers to Brett Barney.
Yes, thank you, Brett.
Thank you so much. Wanted to get him on the show here this week, but schedules just didn't work out so that he could be here on the microphones. But Jim, you know, I think that short, minute-long snippet really encapsulates what we do here on Financial Straight Talk.
Yes, absolutely, man. I mean, it was all about just talking about our lives and the things that we wish we would have heard sooner. You know, I mean, my excuses are really the worst because I do this for a living and I still make excuses, right? But we just want to give people a shot, right? We want to give them an opportunity to make better financial decisions. And that doesn't matter if you're listening to the show at 16 or if you're listening to the show at 60 or you happen to be 86. It really doesn't matter because we want to empower you to make better decisions. And we do it in a way that's funny. We do it in a way that's enjoyable. But let's just be completely real and honest. Jerry and I don't really pull any punches here. We call ourselves out for our own nonsense, our own mistakes, right?
I have my own favorite clip from the past that I'd like to share as well. Here's one of the lessons that Jim learned the hard way.
Remember, Jerry, I was $87,000 in credit card debt at one time, right? I mean, so what I say to you is not me sitting, you know, in the throne of knowledge. I want you to know it is more like the wheelbarrow of wisdom, okay? I have dealt, yeah, my analogies are horrible, aren't they?
We make t-shirts. We're putting you in the wheelbarrow of wisdom. And you can briefly hear Brett Barney getting a pop out of him there at the end. Man, it's just been a fun ride. And you're right. We like to share our own mistakes, and I'm included in that too, so that other people can learn from our mistakes. And hopefully they don't make the same mistakes. And it's all about just increasing, you know, financial knowledge, getting people to think in the right way when it comes to their money. You know, you said a long time ago you wanted to be a cross between Dave Ramsey and Howard Stern. And I think we've done that without managing to, like, you know, get his...
We're not offending anybody. Well, and if we do, honestly, you don't need to come see me
because
it only gets worse from here. So, but it's just about real talk, man. I mean, remember we used to be 3-2-1 retirement? Remember that?
Yes.
What a horrible name. I mean, it works for our area, but it didn't tell the story of what we are. We are Financial Straight Talk, right? Everyone out there that has made mistakes and learned from them have Financial Straight Talk in their story, because at some point you had to cut all the BS. You had to come at it and say, you know what? Enough's enough. I'm done making these stupid decisions. I'm done playing the game, and I'm going to hook and jab, and I am going to fight to become financially independent. Some of us, i.e. Jerry and Jim, we have to have that story multiple times because we don't learn the first time through.
Hard-headed.
But their show is about you guys. It's about empowering you guys to become financial. I had a guy whisper in my ear the other day, I made $180,000 last quarter. And you know what I said to him? That's awesome. How much do you have left of it? Mm. And the look on his face was just like, what? That's right. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter any of that stuff. It matters how much money you keep.
Right.
This is what we're trying to do, is create financial independence and create financial literacy. And I love that we're talking about messages from our dad, right?
Yes.
I love that, because that ties in, because I will tell you, I learned my integrity from my father and my mother. I learned working hard from my father. I learned all the, but see, nobody ever really helped my mom and dad, and they never taught me any financial anything. It was, hey, if you can afford the payment, go do it.
Yeah.
I am not doing that to my own son. And you know what? I'm not doing that to this community. We're going to break down doors. You know what? We come a knocking. If you don't answer, we're kicking the door in and we're coming in anyway, because we want you guys to not be Jim and Jerry. We want you guys to learn faster, build more wealth, become financially independent, and it's all about you. It just happens to be that God put Jerry and I together. I don't know if it was on accident or on purpose, but whatever he did, it worked, and we're here, and we want to see you be better in all aspects of your life, because remember, money's a tool, and money makes good people better, and that's what we want to do for everybody.
You know, I'm not sure about this, but if God listens to podcasts, I think we make that list. I think so.
I have to agree. I mean,
we're here because of him. And, you know, he's got to be tuning in. He's got plenty of time to listen to podcasts. So hopefully Financial Straight Talk is on that. And if you've been along on the ride, we appreciate you for being subscribed, for checking out the show. If you are not subscribed, or if you're, you know, just checking this out for the first couple of times, get subscribed. And hey, if you know somebody that you think could benefit from this knowledge, share it with them. Let them know that this is available anytime on demand. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. That's usually the place that people go, but there's plenty of other podcast apps, and you can find us there as well. Just search Financial Straight Talk, and you'll see a nice picture of Jim's logo there. You can click on it and get all the episodes you want, just about 100 of them at this point. And Jim, I'm glad you brought up Father's Day. Next week is Father's Day, so hint, hint, don't forget about it. Get Dad, you know, socks or a tie or something for the grill. I don't know. But Jim, one thing that we all love about our fathers is their sense of humor. And here's a few dad jokes to celebrate the season.
What always begins with W and ends with T?
What?
Correct. What kind of doctor is Dr. Pepper? A physician.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear about
God.
The cheeseburger that couldn't stop telling jokes?
Nope.
Yeah, it was on a roll.
Dad.
All right, I got one for you. Yes, I know we're supposed to be doing a podcast, but you know what, man? This is our show.
This is what I wanted to do.
This is okay. So two cannibals are sitting down together, right?
Oh, Lord.
And they're eating a clown. One cannibal looks at the other cannibal and goes, "Does this taste funny to you?"
I knew where it was going. It's good every time. I love bad dad jokes. And
you know who's the best at it? And I'll let you tell yours. The best person for dad jokes is Hunter.
Really?
He's 12 years old, but he's like an old man. He's 70 years old, right?
I can see that now.
We were going to see Top Gun. Quick plug. It was great. Go check it out. But we went to go see Top Gun. And the preview was a horror movie. Now, Hunter hates horror movies. And it's really loud. It's traumatizing, right? And the name of the horror movie is called Nope. So it ends, and the theater is completely quiet. And Hunter goes, "Nope." And it was just like, it was awesome. So yours? Give me your joke.
I got one, and maybe you can share this with Hunter, see if he likes it. How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh?
Eight?
Everybody says eight. No, it's 10 tickles. 10 tickles. See, you do the 10 tickles there. Yes. All right. And then, you know, I wanted to ask, you know, we are running out of time on the radio. We got just a few minutes left. I wanted to, you know, you talked about, like, my parents did a good job just kind of raising me with good practices. They were very good savers. So I kind of learned by observing. We never really had too many conversations about money, but I do want to share something funny that my dad did one time. My dad's not a big joke guy, but he is funny when he wants to be. And it was high school. I can't remember if it was my junior or senior prom, but I'm there with my date. We're taking pictures at the house. The rest of us are, you know, I'm meeting up with my friends later on because we all went in for a limo together and we've, you know, taking pictures, doing the whole thing. My dad pulls me aside. Her parents are there and all this. My dad pulls me aside. He reaches into his pocket. He says, "Son, I'm going to give you something. And if you're lucky tonight, you'll get an opportunity to use it. And if you get that opportunity, you better use it."
Okay.
He pulled his hand out of his pocket. He had a couple of peppermints and said, "Go get them, kid." And everybody knows what I was thinking. I was like, "Oh, Dad thinks I'm a hotshot." And he's like, "Pal, you ain't getting nowhere."
That's awesome, man. That is so awesome.
But yeah, I mean, you know, we learn so much from our dads. I want to know, Jim, you know, for your son is what, 11? Hunter is about 10 or 11, right?
He's actually 12, believe it or not.
12,
just turned 12, yeah.
He's going to be driving soon, pal.
That's it.
What are the money lessons you're trying to pass on to your son? Because if you didn't learn a lot from your parents, and that's why you do what you do, because you saw how they struggled, what are you trying to share with your son to impart that fatherly wisdom?
You know what? Probably the biggest challenge that I think you and I will agree that the majority of people have, especially young people, say my age or younger, is that instant gratification and how we can utilize a credit card to make it happen, right?
Yeah.
And most of us get in debt at some point or another. I mean, it's designed to trap us. And what I've decided to do in my family is we do not believe that money is taboo. We have conversations. My kids can tell you how much money we make. My kids know how much it costs to run a business. My kids actually know that Dad pays off his credit card every 10 days. I pay it off in full every 10 days. And the kids are part of that. So what happened, a good friend of ours, Thomas, which you know as well as I do who I'm talking about.
Yes.
Thomas introduced me to green light cards. And a green light card is a debit card specifically for young kids. It does cash back, right? So if they buy something, they get cash back. There's, I think, a 2% or so rate of return on the savings. But what we've done is we've got each kid a green light card. And what we do is we let them use it. As far as they're concerned, it's a credit card. It is not a debit card. And so when they go out and they purchase something with their green light card, I ask them when they purchase it, "How are you going to pay this thing back?" what are you going to do to make that payment? My kids have learned that the answer to the question should never be the payment is this. That whenever you're talking about money, you need to understand what is the total cost of what I'm buying, right? So when you go buy a car, what does everybody say? What's my payment going to be? Well, that's the worst question you could ask, because now they're going to flood it in with other stuff. You need to understand that money is a tool. Money is there for you to use. And if you use it wisely, you're going to be able to grow your money. You're going to be able to accomplish things. And if you use it foolishly, i.e. Jim and Jerry as young people, you're going to spend a lifetime, or what feels like a lifetime, just paying back money you borrowed.
Yeah.
Just so you can get back to zero. So our lesson for our kids is this. Money's a tool. And if you use it properly, you are going to be very successful in life. But if you don't, and you let money control you, you are going to spend your entire life chasing money, and it is the worst place to be. Understand something. We say this in our household every single month, at least once a month. And it's that slavery is not dead. It's not dead. It is now an economic issue, right? It is, you are enslaved to the things that you buy, and you don't want to be that guy. And the proof in that is, be 2 days late on your Visa or MasterCard, and I promise you, guess what the phones do? They start ringing. Guys, money is not taboo. We've grown up in a world that tells you money is taboo. You want to give your grandkids or your children the knowledge and power to be successful financially. You know what you need to do? You need to talk to them about your mistakes. You need to share with them about the things that you've done right and wrong in your life. You want to encourage them to save money. You want to encourage them to say, you know what? I don't really need that Pokemon toy. Not, oh, we ain't got money for that, boy. Get out of that card. No, we don't do that. Instead, we want to teach kids the value of money and teach them that it's nothing more than a tool. And if you do that, you will see your children go, you know what? I really don't need the 12-piece wings because I'm not going to eat that. I'm not that hungry. I'll do the four instead with the side salad. Those are the things that we see our kids doing each and every day, Jerry. You know why? Because they realize that money is nothing more than the time that you are willing to sacrifice to make that money. So when you look at it that way, if you make $30 an hour and you go out to eat and it's $30 to go through Steak and Shake, guess what? You just spent an hour of your life giving it to somebody else to then go and buy a bunch of stuff at Steak and Shake. And where is that Steak and Shake meal 12 hours later, Jerry?
Well, we don't need
that's
to,
what I'm talking
that
about.
Kind of radio
so
show.
My point is that money is a tool, yes, and learn to use it to your advantage and stop making it taboo.
Some fatherly wisdom there from Jim Fox. He's not your financial daddy, but he does have some wisdom that he can share. If you're interested in talking to Jim about getting prepared for retirement, that's where he focuses his practice. If you have any questions, reach out to us today, 321-414-7526. That's 321-414-PLAN. You can also find us on the website, yourwfg.com. And we would really appreciate it if you would share this episode with a friend. Let them know about the podcast. Let them know about Jim and what we're doing here on Financial Straight Talk. That's all the time that we have for this week. Jim, we just always run out of time too early. I don't know what happens. I mean, we can't just fit it all in. We need to switch to a two-hour show. I think that's what has to happen at some point. We'll get all right on that. But for now, until next week, we'll be back at the same time. I'll give you the last word.
Jerry, thanks so much. Space Ghost, every week, we just want to say thank you. Jerry and I know that you have tons of options when it comes to getting financial information, and we're just honored to be one of those resources. So if there's anything we can do for you, don't hesitate. Reach out, let us know. We'll be glad to answer those questions. But on behalf of myself and the rock doctor himself, Mr. Jerry Payne, I want to thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Financial Straight Talk.
Jim Fox is a registered representative of World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Wadadley Financial Group is not owned or controlled by World Equity Group, Inc. exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Investment financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. Wadadley Financial Group is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through James Fox, NPN Insurance License Number 243-4449.